Finding the right healthcare partner for your business isn't easy, but Hancock Wellbeing at Work can help. We're a different kind of program that combines employer clinics with a wellness strategy. And in a lot of cases, we can deliver greater health benefits at a lower cost. See why well-being for your employees is well-being for your business at HancockWellbeingAtWork.org.
You're listening to The Hammer and Nigel Show.
Tommy Lahren is no stranger to controversy.
I have a question for the self-righteous Hollywood liberal.
Fox News contributor Tommy Lahren.
Tommy Lahren.
Tommy Lahren.
Joining us right now, Tommy Lahren.
Tommy Lahren.
Please welcome Tommy Lahren.
It's this country, the country that you have so much disdain for, that allows you the right to speak your mind. It protects your right to be a whiny, indulgent, attention-seeking crybaby.
My name is Nigel. Hammer is right over there with a special guest on the Drive Hubler.com hotline.
She is the host of Tommy Lahren is Fearless. You can find that on Outkick. She is also on Fox News. Tommy Lahren joins us. And Tommy, I asked you this the last time you called in about a month ago. And since we haven't gotten any resolution, I'm going to double down here. You are based in Nashville. Any update at all on the Tranifesto that we were promised from that lunatic that walked into the school in Nashville and shot people? We were promised a manifesto. Any update?
No update, but you know what? Being that tomorrow is the start of Pride Month, I can't think of a better way to commemorate it than to release that manifesto, right? I mean, they've been promising it for months now. Apparently, there's legal reasons why they can't release it. I guess every other shooter's manifesto didn't have legal complications behind it. They just release it to the public. But for some reason, this one they are keeping under lock and key. How convenient.
And this past week, the Department of Homeland Security puts out this advisory, and they use the Nashville shooting basically as an example here. They claim that the trans community is facing a lot of threats because people are still talking about the Nashville shooting, and as Pride Month gets going, that puts a target on the trans community. So for those scoring at home, Tommy, the trans community became the victims in this whole story.
Yeah, that's how they've spun this. But I think this is less about the Nashville shooting and more the left trying to cover their ass, because now that we have boycotted successfully Bud Light and now Target and any other company that chooses to go this way, they are very concerned because this is taking hold. So they have to double down on the fact that if you do boycott these woke corporations, these woke companies sexualizing, exploiting children, then you are somehow a homophobe or transphobe, or you want to eliminate gay people. They have to double, triple, quadruple down on that because they are seeing that we are done with wokeism and we're finally fighting back. So they are scratching and they are clawing and they are really splitting hairs to find a way to continue their farce and their charade. Unfortunately, it's not sticking this year.
And you know what? I don't know if it's, I mean, I guess there is a boycott going on, but it's nothing, it doesn't seem like anything's organized. I think there's a petition for Target going on, but in terms of Bud Light, I think people just said, I got 100 different options. I don't want to buy, you know, I don't want to order a Bud Light at a wedding and end up getting into a conversation about trans people. So, you know what? I'm just going to get a Miller Light instead. Does that seem to make sense? Like, there's maybe a little bit of organization behind the Target boycott, but I just think, you know, people have different options.
Yeah, I think this has been shoved down our throats
so
forcefully for the last 5 years that finally we've just had enough of it. So it's not some kind of a coordinated effort, but we are saying, hey, listen, for so long you have dumped on Christians, you have dumped on conservatives, and we are quite frankly tired of giving our money to companies and brands and corporations that continually dump on us and don't care about us and actually actively go out of their way to offend and insult us. So we're just deciding that we don't really want to buy into that anymore. Mm-hmm. And that's every bit our right as a capitalistic society. So we're finally taking a stand, and they're very triggered by it because we haven't been able to do this really ever. And finally, it's taking hold and it's sinking in, and they're panicking, and they should.
The Target thing is wild to me, Tommy, because the Bud Light story, okay, maybe Bud Light and folks didn't think that a certain fraction of the American public would be able to pull off the, quote, boycott the way that they did. All right, fine. But that was, like, back by March Madness time. Since then, Target has came out, apparently learning absolutely nothing from Bud Light, and they kind of do the exact same thing here. Like, it feels like these major seven-figure heads of marketing departments would rather shove their ideology down people's throats than actually turn a profit for their company.
So Target has been doing this pride stuff for several years. This isn't actually new, but most people didn't take that much of an issue with it because it was just rainbows and it was mostly geared towards adults. But this year, they took it up a notch, and they started having children's clothes with the word queer all over it, and they started rolling out those bikinis with the tucking features, and people just got sick of it, right? Nobody is offended by a rainbow. At least most people are not offended by a rainbow. They aren't really even offended by your pride parades, as long as you keep children out of it. But when you start upping the ante, and you start getting, I guess, forceful with your transgender indoctrination towards children and minors, that's when we're going to stand up and say, okay, enough is enough. You pushed it too far. So that's what Target is learning right now, and that's what they're figuring out.
And so far, all I've heard is radical white right-wing activists threaten the Target staff, and that's why they removed the LGBTQ stuff. That's why they removed the tuck-friendly bathing suits. But I never saw really anything confirmed. They just always said that, and then we come to find out that emails got leaked and revealed that the bomb threats in several different states came from LGBTQ activists. Just shaking my head over here.
Right. And again, if somebody actually on the conservative side that was a true conservative ever went into a Target and started harassing an employee, don't you think there would be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 viral videos of that at this point? I mean, good Lord. They want us to believe that there's just this secretive thing happening where these conservatives are targeting employees, but no one happened to capture it. Give me a break. They had that poor nurse with the city bike incident calling her a Karen. That was everywhere, viral with millions of views, even though it was false and a farce. So they really expect us to believe that this has been happening. No, they have no evidence, no proof of that. But they have quite a bit of that on the other side of the aisle. So that whole argument quickly went away. Shocker on that one.
Tommy Lehrman, Fox News here on the Hammer and Nigel Show. One more thing on the boycott front, and I think you're going to be talking about this on Jesse Waters' show tonight, but the Chick-fil-A thing where they have hired a diversity, equity, and inclusion division, or somebody to lead their division. Is that going to be a problem for Chick-fil-A, do you think, or is this overblown? I don't know.
I think it's going to depend on how, you know, this is rolled out and how much impact it has. Unfortunately, though, I don't think that the customer is going to be able to see it, because I think a lot of where this is going to go to with this diversity, inclusion, whatever, DEI, it should be D-I-E, die, because that's what's going to happen to your business if you implement it so that the public can see it. And there will be a backlash. But I think what's actually going to happen here is these czars of this diversity, inclusion, equity, all this stuff, I think what they're going to be doing, which I'm concerned about, is about their franchises and who they're going to offer up franchises to, and if they fit a box or they check a box. That's what I'm mostly concerned about. It's not going to be like the outward customer-facing impact of it. It's going to be more behind the scenes, and I think that's where the real threat is going to lie if they go in that direction. We have to give them the benefit of the doubt, but it is concerning.
Tommy Lehrman with us here on the Hammer and Nigel Show. Tommy, we were talking a little bit earlier in the show that last night, while Ron DeSantis was kicking off his campaign in Iowa, Donald Trump went to Truth Social and completely threw Kayleigh McEnany under the bus. And when you think about people who have taken some shots and taken some shrapnel for Donald Trump, Kayleigh McEnany's name probably is at the top of the list. She would walk into that press room where 99% of the people hated her guts, hated her boss's guts, and she'd have that big ass binder and come at you with facts and dates and support Donald Trump. And then last night, Trump goes on Truth Social and completely throws her under the bus. I'm curious as to your thoughts.
Yeah, so Kayleigh McEnany is actually one of my good friends, as well as my colleague at Fox News. We spend a lot of time together on the Outnumbered couch and on other shows. I've gotten to know her very well over the last few years. Just a wonderful, beautiful individual inside and out. And you're right, she has taken so many shots for supporting and defending Donald Trump throughout the year. So I was incredibly disheartened and disgusted to see that post last night. I thought it was completely out of line, and I don't think that it is landing the way Donald Trump thought it was going to land. I think a lot of people are looking at that and saying, this is too far. So I think he better get his strategy in check, and he better start moderating himself, filtering himself just a little bit, because I think he's losing a lot of support. You know, you can't demand loyalty from everybody else and then not give any of it in return. That's not how this thing works.
Bingo. Tommy, what are you working on? Tell us about the Outkick show, and where can we find you?
Well, I have a show coming out tonight, a brand new show, and it's pretty much themed with this woke agenda crap. I mean, they're giving us so much to talk about. So I'll be talking about that a little bit on the Trump versus DeSantis stuff. And, you know, tomorrow is the kickoff, like I said, to Pride. So tomorrow I have an entire Pride-themed show to just really kick off this very long month for all of us. So I hope everyone will tune in. You can stream it on Twitter, Facebook, of course, Outkick.com and YouTube. And I've got a lot to say, so I hope everyone's going to be watching.
And Tommy, I love the show. I'm not just saying this to blow smoke up your backside because you're on the phone with us here, but the set looks great. Like, the colors pop. The guests are really good. It is such a well put together show. I watch your show. I watch Dan Dockich's program on Outkick. Good stuff. Keep it up.
Hey, we appreciate you guys. Have a wonderful day.